Christy Drake Adams started us out with a great overview of the kinds of cities that we have, general law, home rule, preemption, and really the very disturbing trend at the legislature to erode municipalities' right to self-govern. If you hear nothing else, you should hear that today, because it is going to be a very significant issue in the days to come. We know that a revenue cap is coming, and when Patty's talking about exactions, when we are going to be limited to a 4% tax increase, and if your property values go up 4%, that's no tax increase. Exactions, the pressure on exactions is it's exactions and making development pay its own way, or it's raising taxes. And the legislature is going to limit our ability to raise taxes, and so that's going to put pressure on this exaction issue. Reed, those of you who were here for subdivision plats and for subdivision regulation, what was his rule? No plat notes, right? Well, I want to add to that. No fire lanes on plats and no building lines on plats. So because in order to change a fire lane, you don't want someone to have to go through a replat process, right? I will tell you that we had to replat an entire subdivision, 300 existing established single family homes, because the developer had put a building line on there that had not been enforced, didn't match the zoning, and these property owners couldn't get a mortgage. Mortgage companies started looking at this plat with a platted building line and saying it doesn't comply with the zoning.